You're listening to KNKX. The Asian Art Museum in Seattle's Volunteer Park will throw open its doors this weekend after being closed for 3 years for a major renovation. As KNKX reporter Paula Whistle tells us, one thing the new space is meant to do is give visitors a different way of seeing the art.
Shall we go into the gallery?
Asian Art Museum curators Feng Ping and Shoujian Wu are showing me a room that has, among other things, an early 20th century Japanese kimono, a Chinese jade comb from the 8th century, and ancient Persian gold earrings. This is a radically different approach. In the old museum, collections were arranged by country or era. Now, Feng Ping says, they're organized around themes.
For example, the title of this gallery is Are We What We Wear?
Shoujian Wu says the idea is to get people thinking about what their own clothing and accessories say about their identity.
So even if they don't know much about Asian art or Asian culture, by presenting the collection thematically, they can find common interests or ideas.
Mm-hmm. And there are other ways this museum differs from its previous incarnation. In the ceramics room, for example, you don't see any labels.
I simply want somebody just to look at the color. That's it.
Feng Ping says she wants you to really see what you're looking at. Afterwards, she says you can use a touchscreen nearby to read about the work. As we continue the tour, we come to the new addition with floor-to-ceiling windows that make you feel like you're actually in the park outside.
Eye level with the trees.
It's very immersive.
Overlooking the scene is a marble standing Buddha from the early 7th century. He's one of the museum's most prized possessions, but according to the curators, has been in storage for years.
I'm sure he's happier here.
Yeah, I know. We're all happier.
Looking out the beautiful park, it can't be happier. Wow.
Paula Whistle, KNKX News.